A gravel pit on the outskirts of Revelstoke that caused controversy a few years ago could cause a bit of a dust-up at City Hall today. The company's tenure on the land runs out in the next few weeks. Stuart Andrews looks onto the West Side gravel pit from his porch. He hopes the pit will shut down completely.
It used to be a nice forested area. There was a reforested area about 25 years ago, so it was nice big salt kind of timber. It is now just a big ugly scar on the landscape. It is just all the trees and topsoil have been bulldozed for, I think it's a total of 47 acres. Just a big scar on the landscape, which causes now the dust to blow off the gravel pit right over the Columbia River, Columbia Park subdivision. When they gave their approval and support with the City of Revelstoke, they said it was for a 5-year term because the land is zoned for future growth of Revelstoke. So it will obviously be of no practical use when it's 1 7-meter deep hole in the ground. So the land should be preserved for future urban growth, which was what it was designated for. It is just going to be a useless piece of land, and it was nice, valuable flat land right by the side of the river, which was beautiful building land. The land can be tried to be salvaged, what can be salvaged of it now, and get it replanted again, so we're not getting continual dust storms blow off it.
That is Stuart Andrews. His house is near the West Side gravel pit on the outskirts of Revelstoke. The North Columbia Environmental Society is also keeping an eye on the gravel pit's land tenure. It wrote a letter to City Hall that will be discussed today. For more, we've reached Jody Lowndes. She's a lawyer in Revelstoke, serves as the treasurer of the Environmental Society, and she's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of what you heard from Stuart Andrews, who lives near the gravel pit?
Well, we've been talking with Mr. Andrews for a while, and we do feel that his concerns are valid. We're quite concerned about our focus is on the airshed quality in Revelstoke. This is one of 6 or 7 gravel pits that we have in the area, and it is fairly large and close to a residential area. So we mostly wanted to focus on the fact that, given that their land tenure is up for renewal, this would be a good time for the city to look into whether they're abiding by the conditions that they're supposed to be.
So what are your concerns with the pit?
Our concerns are the crystalline silica dust that might be coming off of the gravel pit. One of the things the company is supposed to be doing is dust monitoring and dust mitigation. And we know that they did do some testing, but that was in the winter months when there was snow on the ground. So there still hasn't really been any good data coming from the summer when they're operating and when the most dust is being spread into the nearby residential community. We are also concerned about, Stuart mentioned the ability to reclaim the land. They're supposed to be sort of digging no deeper than 6.9 meters. Mr. Andrews went and visited the pit, and he was fairly certain that they were past that threshold last year. So again, this is just, we think, a good time for the city to, if the city is not willing to go and follow up on these concerns, at least try and get the Ministry of Mines out to just make sure that everything that's supposed to be being done to protect the environment and protect the health of the residents is being done before they are given the go-ahead for the next 5 years.
How many people are affected by the dust from the pit?
Immediately there's, I'd say maybe two dozen houses right along the other side of the river there.
Mm-hmm.
There's, for people that know Revelstoke, it's the houses that are just past the golf course on Colbeck Road. So those would be the people that notice the actual dust when it's blowing off of the pit. But we're more concerned because the health effects come from the dust, the really fine particulate dust that you wouldn't notice. So, unfortunately, I don't have a scientific background, so I don't know how far that potentially would be carried. But as I mentioned, there are a bunch of other gravel pits in Revelstoke, so this is just adding to whatever's in our airshed. And, as an environmental society, we're always concerned with cumulative impacts when projects are being looked at in isolation instead of considering the fact that, look, we have a whole bunch of these. we should be doing the best we can to keep this stuff out of the air.
So what do you want the city to do? Who will make the decision whether the pit will be allowed to continue operating or what happens with it?
Well, it's not the city that has the jurisdiction to make that decision, and we do understand that. However, 5 years ago when they got the land tenure that time, the city did write a letter in support and said, you know, we're okay with this going ahead for 5 years. We think 5 years is a reasonable time to take a look and make sure what's being done or what's supposed to be done is being done. So while we understand that they don't have the jurisdiction to make the decision, if they did come out in support 5 years ago, we feel it's well within their power to at least take this opportunity to write to the ministry, to write to the ILMB, and say, look, we want this. We need more information before we're going to be behind this or not be behind it. Mr. Andrews has been in contact with the ministry many, many times with complaints during particularly bad dust events. And it's just, you know, a few individuals is just not enough to get someone out to take a look and see what's really going on. You know, again, the ministry is shorthanded, and so it's difficult to get someone to come out. So we were hoping that the city would, you know, we feel it's in their interest as well to maybe get behind the NCES and ask the ministry to get someone out here to follow up and see how many dust studies have been done, if they've been done year-round for the time period that they were supposed to be done, and if there are any concerns or not.
Great. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jody Bye. Lowndes, she is a lawyer in Revelstoke, serves as the treasurer of the Environmental Society. This gravel pit in Revelstoke is just across the river from houses and a school. Some residents are fuming. How do you feel? Our talkback line open to you in Revelstoke, 1-855-400-2221, or email us at kamloops@cbc.ca.